You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 25th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why was Kenneth Windley wrongfully convicted for 19 years? In March 2026, a court in Brooklyn, New York, became the site of a profound correction of history. Kenneth Windley, a 61-year-old man, walked out of a courtroom as a free person after serving nearly two decades for a crime he did not commit. This case has become a viral symbol of the many deep-seated issues that remain within the American legal system. The story of Kenneth Windley is a modern tragedy that began with a simple money order and ended with a formal apology from the district attorney. The release of Windley marks a significant moment in the ongoing struggle for economic justice and fair treatment. While the headline focuses on his release, the history behind his conviction reveals a pattern of errors that have plagued black men for over a century. To understand how a man could lose 19 years over a $550 robbery, one must look closely at the evidence, the laws, and the biases that shaped his journey through the courts. The events that led to the incarceration of Kenneth Windley began in 2005 in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn. An elderly man named Gerald Ross was the victim of a violent robbery at gunpoint. During the incident, the thieves took cash and two money orders from Ross. Shortly after the crime, Windley used one of those stolen money orders to purchase a stove for his mother. He provided his real name and identification during the transaction, unaware that the document was connected to a violent crime. Investigators tracked the money order to Windley and immediately labeled him a prime suspect. Windley maintained from the start that he was a victim of a scam. He testified that he bought the money order at a discount from individuals he believed were street vendors. However, the police focused on him with what experts call tunnel vision. They ignored his leads about the actual sellers and focused entirely on his possession of the stolen item. One of the most devastating factors in the case of Windley was his sentencing. Although the crime was a second-degree robbery, he faced a sentence of 20 years to life. This extreme punishment was possible because of New York Penal Law Section 70.10, known as the Persistent Felony Offender Law. This law allows judges to treat a defendant as a high-level felon if they have two prior felony convictions, regardless of how long ago those crimes occurred. Windley had prior convictions from 1988, which happened when he was in his early 20s. By the time of his 2007 sentencing, those old mistakes triggered a mandatory minimum that kept him behind bars for nearly two decades. The Brooklyn Conviction Review Unit later noted that this status was the primary reason a relatively low-level robbery resulted in a life-altering prison term. It reflects a tough-on-crime era that often prioritized long sentences over individual facts. The primary evidence used to convict Windley, other than the money order, was the testimony of the victim. Gerald Ross identified Windley in a live lineup 6 weeks after the robbery. However, researchers have known for over a century that such identifications are often flawed. As early as 1914, psychologists documented the cross-race effect. This phenomenon shows that people have a much harder time accurately identifying individuals of a different race than their own. In the case of Windley, the victim was under extreme stress during the robbery and was placed in a chokehold. These conditions make it very difficult to form a clear memory of a face. Furthermore, the lineup process was described as vague and unreliable by the Conviction Review Unit. Because the police already suspected Windley due to the money order, the identification process may have been subtly biased, leading the witness to pick the person who looked most like the suspect the police already had in custody. The struggle of Windley is not an isolated event. It is part of a long history of what activists call legal lynchings. This term refers to the use of the formal court system to achieve biased results against black people. One of the most famous examples is the 1931 case of the Scottsboro Boys. In that case, nine black teenagers were falsely accused of a crime and sentenced to death in trials that lacked any real evidence or fair defense. These historical cases led to important changes, such as the Supreme Court ruling in Powell versus Alabama. which established the right to adequate legal counsel. Even with these protections, the system still fails many. The legacy of these failures can be seen in the involuntary servitude that often follows a wrongful conviction. Windley spent 19 years contributing labor within the prison system for a crime he never committed, highlighting how the system can still mirror the injustices of the past. Windley eventually gained his freedom thanks to the work of the Brooklyn District Attorney's Conviction Review Unit, also known as a CIU. These units are specialized groups within a prosecutor's office that look back at old cases to find mistakes. Unlike an appeals court, a CIU can look at entirely new evidence, such as confessions from the real criminals. As of 2024, there are over 90 such units across the United States, but their effectiveness varies. In the current political climate, under the administration of President Donald Trump, the focus on criminal justice reform remains a point of intense national debate. While some push for stricter sentencing, the rise of CIUs shows a growing recognition that the system makes mistakes. The Brooklyn unit is one of the most active in the nation, having vacated dozens of convictions. Their work is a critical part of the racial justice movement, as it seeks to undo the damage caused by past investigative bias and tunnel vision. While the district attorney's office eventually did the right thing, the push for the exoneration of Windley began with his own efforts. He and a close friend hired private investigators to do the work the police failed to do in 2005. These investigators looked into pattern robberies that occurred in the same neighborhood at the same time. They discovered two men who were already serving time for seven similar robberies, where they targeted elderly men near banks. The private investigators located these two men in the New York prison system. After being presented with the facts, both men provided sworn statements, admitting they were the ones who robbed Gerald Ross. They confirmed that Windley had no involvement in the crime. The Conviction Review Unit later corroborated these confessions by listening to recorded prison phone calls. It was this undeniable proof of factual innocence that finally forced the system to vacate the conviction of Windley. The 19 years that Windley lost cannot be replaced with a simple apology. Wrongful convictions do not just affect the individual. They tear at the very history of the Black family. Windley was a son trying to help his mother when he was arrested. He missed nearly two decades of family milestones, birthdays, and the quiet moments of daily life. The statistical data shows that Black exonerees spend significantly more time in prison, an average of 10.7 years, compared to their white counterparts. This disparity is a reminder that the Innocence Revolution is still a work in progress. While DNA evidence and modern investigations help, they often come too late for many. Windley was 61 years old when he was finally cleared. He spent his prime years behind bars for a $550 robbery he did not commit. His story serves as a call to action for more uniform reforms in how lineups are conducted and how sentencing enhancements are applied to ensure that no other family has to endure such a long wait for justice. The exoneration of Kenneth Windley is a victory, but it is also a sobering reminder of the flaws in the justice system. It highlights how a combination of mistaken identity, harsh sentencing laws, and investigative tunnel vision can destroy a life. By looking at the history behind the headlines, it is clear that the case of Windley is not an accident. It is the result of a system that has historically struggled to provide equal protection to Black men. As Windley begins his life as a free man, the legal community must continue to examine cases where the evidence does not match the sentence. The ongoing work of conviction review units and the efforts of private citizens are essential in the ongoing efforts to suppress injustice. The journey of Windley, from a victim of a scam to a persistent felony offender, and finally to an exoneree, is a path that no one should have to walk. His freedom is a step toward justice. But the 19 years he lost are a debt the system can never truly repay. Copyright, African Elements, 2023.